Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Senator Bernie Sanders and Ted Cruz got the delegate headlines over the weekend. Wyoming's Democratic caucus went for Senator Sanders, while Senator Cruz nabbed all 34 delegates in Colorado at that state's GOP convention. But the drama this week is in the great state of New York, where Trump needs a win to take all of the state's delegates, while Hillary Clinton needs a decisive win to stay above the fray over Bernie Sanders. It's T-minus 7 days until primary day. Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillig joins us. Hi, Todd.
Hi, John.
So the headline is both conventions are going to be contested. What do you think? I mean, it's looking like it's inching towards two very interesting conventions.
Yeah, the Republican convention is looking almost certain. I can't say that it's certain to be a contested convention, and certainly Donald Trump is going to be doing everything he can between now and next week in New York and the end of the primaries to prevent that. Bernie Sanders, at the same time, is making those noises that if Hillary Clinton walks in to the Democratic convention without a majority of pledged delegates, that he's going to try to contest the convention.
Right.
We'll see if that really happens. That's sort of a different scenario. But the Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, John Kasich scenario on the Republican side is turning into an organizational disaster for Donald Trump. And you really saw it over the weekend. And this has everything to do with 1237 and what happens if Donald Trump can't get there. John, in state after state, Indiana, Iowa, Michigan, Ted Cruz has been out organizing and out maneuvering Donald Trump in every way, grabbing every little delegate from every little corner that he can, making it harder and harder for Trump to either reach 1237 or to get the nomination if he doesn't get it on a first ballot.
What do people anticipate about the convention? What's been talked about over the weekend regarding the tone of either one of these conventions?
Well, you're seeing increasingly heated rhetoric from a lot of sides of this and also new strategies from Donald Trump. Donald Trump has hired a new aide, a new advisor. His name is Paul Manafort. He's experienced in organizing for the small district and state conventions, delegate fights and delegate wars, and also potentially on what it's going to take for the inside game on the convention floor. Now, Paul Manafort was on NBC's Meet the Press over the weekend.
You go to these county conventions and you see the Gestapo tactics, the scorched earth tactics.
Gestapo tactics?
Yeah, they are.
That's a strong word.
Well, you look at, we're going to be filing several protests because the reality is they are not playing by the rules. But frankly, that's the side game, because the only game I'm focusing on right now is getting delegates.
Getting delegates, it would seem, is the game. But Donald Trump in Rochester, New York, even called that a corrupt deal.
And he's complained about this, John, over and over, as in state after state, Cruz forces outmaneuver him. Listen.
When I look at it and I see all these victories that I have, all these victories that he's got, and then you look at the establishment, and I want to tell you, it's a corrupt deal going on in this country, and it's not good.
They're going to argue for weeks, not over who's winning, but who is stealing. And that just gives the impression of the GOP as an utterly corrupt enterprise to the nation at large. That just can't be a terribly good message as we lead up to the general.
Or at least dysfunctional. And that's part of why New York coming up next week is so important to Donald Trump, both in terms of narrative, more important, raw delegate numbers. 95 delegates at stake in Donald Trump's home state. He's leading by double digits. If he gets over 50% in New York, not only does he get the headlines and the winning, he gets winner take all.
Can Bernie pull off a magic scenario in New York and, if not beat Hillary Clinton, get close enough to again make the case that this is going to be a contested convention too?
Well, Bernie Sanders is on a hot streak. People have heard about it. 8 of the last 9 state contests. But again, on the Democratic side, that's not really what it's about. It's about delegate counts. And the Democrats don't have winner take all. They have all proportional, which means even when Hillary loses, she wins, or at least she stays ahead. In Wyoming over the weekend, Bernie Sanders beat her 56-44% in Wyoming. But the delegates, John, they split them 7-7. That's the Democratic rules. Hillary Clinton right now has a double digit lead. She is popular in New York. She won statewide there twice. Bernie Sanders, of course, is from Brooklyn, but she does have a lead. I don't want to put too much stake in the polling, but it looks like New York is not going to be a place where Bernie Sanders can bite into her lead.
Well, it certainly is novel to be a New Yorker and to have the actual presidential campaign be relevant in this state.
That's right.
For the first time since, really 1988. Todd Zwillig, thanks so much.
John, I want to put my hand on your shoulder as a New Yorker and tell you that you matter.
Thanks, Todd. I'm weeping. It's beautiful.